My guest at this time is Curtis Bostick. He's the former chairman of the Charleston, South Carolina City Council, but he is now a Republican candidate for Congress in South Carolina's 1st Congressional District. The seat is currently vacant because of Congressman Tim Scott being promoted to the U.S. Senate by Governor Nikki Haley, and that seat, of course, became open due to the resignation of Senator Jim DeMint. But we're focusing on the House race to replace Tim Scott, and the Democrats have their nominee, Elizabeth Colbert Bush, and the Republicans are headed towards a two-man runoff since the very crowded field, no one got 50%. It's former Congressman and Governor Mark Sanford against Mr. Bostick. And Curtis, thank you very much for your time today.
Well, great. I appreciate the opportunity to be with you.
Your website is not Bostick for Congress. It's not Bostick for South Carolina or something like that. It's StopSpending.com, which is a pretty clear indication of what the major theme of your campaign is. Talk about why that's at the hallmark of this candidacy and what you specifically mean by stopping spending.
Well, we hope that that sends out a clarion message about what we're about. We believe that this financial calamity that's going on in our nation has to be addressed head on, and we do not believe it to be a revenue problem. We think it's a spending problem. And conservative, common sense Americans have got to take again the reins of this great nation of ours and stop this flood of cash that is coming out of Washington.
I don't see the term on your site, but blogs and other articles describing your candidacy have basically declared you to be the Tea Party candidate in this race. Is that a label you welcome or shy away from?
Well, I think there are probably those in the Tea Party that like elements of our campaign. I think there are those in lots of conservative groups that would buy into portions of our candidacy. And I welcome Americans of all stripes who share the idea that we need to return to conservative government to join in this fray, and I want to be part of it with them.
Now, Governor Sanford, of course, is the household name probably and certainly outside of South Carolina, but probably also when this campaign started, the better-known name in the district. He's making no secret of the fact that getting government spending under control is also the hallmark of his campaign. So what's the difference between your approach and his approach?
Well, a few things. One is we are public servants, and I have been for a long time. Joined the United States Marine Corps, served in Operation Desert Storm, where I received a meritorious mass for my actions in the ground campaign. Went on from there to law school, back, started my own business, and have here since started the nonprofit organizations. We actually have a couple orphanages in Burma and provide lots of services here in the community on a pro bono basis. I could list those for you. I guess the point being this: I'm the grassroots guy. I'm the guy that you run into at Costco, the guy that stands and pumps my gas next to you here in the First District. And that gives us a different vantage on spending, I believe, than someone who is a career politician. I also think it is of note that while Governor Sanford did a great job in some of his spending decisions, I don't see a lot of folks coalescing around ideas during his time. I believe that I stand a better chance of being able to unite people.
Let's get your reaction to what's going on in terms of spending right now. We just had a vote in the House of Representatives on the Ryan budget that passed largely along party lines. A handful of Republicans didn't think it went far enough because it only reduces the rate of increased spending rather than actually cutting spending. What do you make of the Ryan budget? What type of specific approach would you take if you came to Washington?
Well, I appreciate the Ryan budget in as much as one was put forward, and it certainly has meritorious elements to it. I think the Medicare portion is particularly popular. And I think it says a lot that Ryan and the Republican Party have sent one to be considered. You know, we've got a president that had a deadline for submitting his, and we still don't have it. We're still waiting for him to take some leadership role in this. So I think the plan is good. Frankly, I probably like the Rand plan a little bit better. And as you know, that has now failed in the Senate. Good elements in it: reduce the debt much sooner. The deficit rather much sooner, and so I candidly favored it. But if the Ryan plan were the best we could get, I would applaud it and stand with it.
We're talking with Curtis Bostick, a candidate for Republican nomination for the U.S. House race in South Carolina's 1st Congressional District. The runoff between Sanford and Mr. Bostick is on April 2nd. Mr. Bostick, obviously the elephant in the room in this race is Mark Sanford's return to politics. Everyone in South Carolina certainly knows about his fall from grace morally with his leaving the state. Nobody knew where he was. It turns out he was out in Argentina with his mistress, and it ended to the breakup of his family. You have a video on your site that starts with you introducing your wife of 25 years and so forth. How much is Sanford's personal failings a factor in this race?
Well, it depends who you are, I suppose. I think there are people in this district who have taken note of it. Everyone in our area and probably in the nation is well educated on what took place. And our district, it really depends who you are. Some care a lot about that. They believe that it speaks to trust and character. Others, people in our district say, yeah, it does, but we need to forgive and forget and move on. I don't know that for me personally, at this juncture, it's a critical issue. I have my own personal ideas as to what I want to expect from leaders. But I think what we are united around is the idea that we've got to send someone who is fiscally responsible and we can trust to Washington. And I think we're also united around the idea that the old ways of doing things just don't seem to be working well for the Republican Party. We could use some new faces and some fresh blood, asking people here in the First District to take a chance on me.
Talk about that a little bit more. What are the old ideas that you say are not working anymore?
Well, I think the idea of not being able to unite people, not being able to rally people around solid conservative thought, and the idea that we can go it alone, it's just not happening. The idea that we can just kind of fight our way through everything. I want to stand for discipline principle. I want to be a strong conservative in that regard, but I also want to find ways to cause people to unite around our ideas. And that's what our campaign has been about.
You've made it clear that you believe our nation's fiscal health is the biggest concern, and that would be your main priority heading to Washington. It's often said that there are three legs to the stool of conservatism: economic, national security, and social. From a conservative perspective, how strong are the other two legs of your stool?
Well, I am staunchly socially conservative. My base, I believe, is largely comprised of those folks. So I am, unapologetically there. And you know, one of the things that I hope is by not entering into the dismantling of Mark's character, I hope that it's not seen as if I don't care about those issues. I care about those issues. I just think they've been talked about enough. And people have made their decision with what to do with those. On the national security side, strong proponent of our national defense. I believe that it is core to our Constitution. And while military spending has decreased since 1976, I believe that that has been a wrong direction for our nation. We need to return to that strong national presence, that strong national defense that has made this country great.
The original primary that had many, many candidates showed Governor Sanford coming in first with 37%. You were at 13%. On the surface, that shows he edged you nearly 3-1. On the other hand, it means that potentially there's 63% of Republicans out there that are at least open to the idea of not voting for Mark Sanford. So how do you get to 50% come April 2nd?
Yeah, and what an amazing race that was. 16 of us on the Republican side in that field, dicing that pint then. I think it's noteworthy that when the race began, Governor Sanford was polling in the 34-35 range. And when it finished, the voters polled him, as it were, at 37. So he accreted maybe 2% of the vote. I think people knew him well. He's got 100% name ID. My name ID is significantly less than his. And so I think all that bodes well for us. I think people are looking for a different harbor, different place to park in this storm. I want to be that.
Do you think the result of this runoff will determine whether Republicans win this seat? It's normally a pretty conservative district, but do you think that the winner of this Republican primary could determine whether or not the party keeps the seat?
I have a grave concern regarding that, and you probably are aware of poll released today showing that Governor Sanford loses in the face of Colbert Bush. I think we need to be concerned about that. What I don't want to see us do as a party is abandon some of the social conservatives that have helped to unite this party. We need to be a party of inclusion. And by saying to them that we don't care about what they think, I believe we're sacrificing a good percentage of our voters that would come to the poll otherwise next Tuesday and secure this seat. It's a red seat. It needs to stay a red seat. And we need to think long and hard before we jeopardize it.
Well, that leaves us less than a week before then. I know there is a debate on Monday the 1st. Do you expect that to be a major point in this campaign?
I don't think so. We're certainly going to go into it well prepared. Governor Sanford is probably one of the best debaters I've ever seen. He's been doing it all his life. Politics has been his entire life experience. And I think he'll go into it well. I really believe that most folks are making up their mind outside of that, though. We're also scheduled for another debate, I believe, on Saturday. One is being formed. But I don't know that those kind of things will be the crux of this campaign. I think the crux of this campaign are going to be those people that were with other candidates finding a place where they're happy. Are they going to align with Governor Sanford? Are they going to get with someone who's new and fresh that certainly can beat Colbert Bush and come to our camp?
Well, we'll certainly be watching as the campaign rolls into the finish line and how those results turn out on Tuesday. Curtis, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
Curtis Bostick is a former chairman of the Charleston, South Carolina City Council. He's now engaged in a runoff for the Republican nomination in South Carolina's 1st Congressional District. He's up against a former South Carolina governor and Congressman Mark Sanford. Again, the vote on April 2nd. For Mr. Bostick's website and more information about his campaign, go to stopspending.com. I'm Greg Karembas of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.